وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his infinite mercy grant you the best of deen dunya and akhirah. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa min al-layli fatahajjad bihi nafilatan lak. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we've been taking the opportunity of these sessions over air to discuss with you the rewards of the various a'mal, the sacrifices of those people who were committed to a'mal, and some of them are absolutely astounding, and you'll only find this reality if you taste from the sweetness of these a'mal. So today we're still discussing the Salatul Layl, the prayer during the night, its virtue, the Tilawat of the Quran Majid, its virtue during the night as well. Fadala ibn Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Tamim al-Dari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites 10 verses at night shall have a qintar, a huge heap recorded in his favor. A qintar is better than this entire world and whatever is on it. When the day of resurrection comes, your sustainer will say to him, recite and continue climbing, for each verse is one stage. He will continue climbing in stages till he comes to the last verse. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, hold on. The person will indicate with his hand, O my sustainer, you know best. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, at this stage is eternity, and at this stage is eternal bounty. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who offers salah at night and recites 100 verses therein will not be regarded among the negligent. He who offers salat at night and recites 200 verses therein will be recorded amongst the devoted and obedient servants. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who recites 10 verses in a night will not be recorded amongst the negligent. He who recites 400 verses will be recorded amongst those who worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who recites 500 verses will be recorded amongst those who uphold the injunctions of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who recites 600 verses will be recorded amongst those who are humble before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who recites 800 verses will be recorded amongst those who submit to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He who recites 1,000 verses shall have one qintar the next morning. One qintar equals 1,200 awqiyas. One awqiyah is better than all that is between the skies and the earth. Or he said, one awqiyah is better than all on which the sun rises. He who recites 2,000 verses shall be from amongst those who do a deed which makes paradise incumbent. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, He who offers Salah at night and recites 10 verses therein will not be recorded among the negligent. He who offers Salat at night and recites 100 verses therein will be recorded among the obedient ones. He who offers Salah at night and recites 1,000 verses therein will be recorded among those who have received one qintar in reward. Now we're discussing all these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the acts of the pious predecessors, that they valued, you know, these moments and the short stay on the on this world so much that they exerted themselves in ibadat. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remain standing in salah at night till his feet would become swollen. So I asked him, "Why are you doing this when all your past and future sins have been forgiven?" He replied, "Should I not be a grateful servant? Afala akuna abdan shakura?" So in saying, I'm also standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Qais narrates that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, "Do not leave up standing for salah at night, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave it out. If he felt ill or tired, he would sit and offer his salah at night." Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The mother of Sulaiman ibn Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam said to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa sallam, 'O my son, do not sleep too much at night, for surely excessive sleeping at night will leave a person a pauper on the day of resurrection.'" Mu'az ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of a deed which will admit me into paradise and keep me far away from the hellfire." He said, "You have asked about a very serious matter. It is very easy for him whom Allah made easy. You must worship Allah. You must not ascribe any partner with him. You must establish salah, give zakah, fast in the month of Ramadan, and perform the pilgrimage of the house if you have the means to undertake the journey." He then said, "Should I not show you the doors of goodness? Fasting is a shield. Charity extinguishes sins as water extinguishes fire. And the salah of a person in the depth of the night." He then recited the following verse, "تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ." Their sides remain away from their sleeping places, calling on the sustainer with fear and longing, and they spend out of that which we have provided for them. So no soul knows what bliss is in store for them, a recompense for what they used to do. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, "It is written in the Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who stay away from their sleeping places that which no eye has seen, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, no ear has heard about, وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرْ, no human heart has ever imagined and conceived, no close angel knows about, nor any prophet knows about it." Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, and we read this verse of the Quran, this تَتَجَافَىٰ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Yusuf ibn Mahran said, "It has reached me that beneath the arsh and throne of Allah Ta'ala is an angel in the form of a rooster. It has claws of pearls and a crown of green chrysolite. When the first third of the night passes, it flaps its wings and crows and says, 'Those who are to get up should get up now.' When half the night passes, it flaps its wings and crows and says, 'Those who are to offer the tahajjud salah should get up now.' When two-thirds of the night passes, it flaps and says, 'Those who are to offer salah should get up now.' When dawn breaks, It flaps its wings and says, those who are negligent should get up now with their sins on their shoulders. It was the practice of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala that when everyone should fall asleep, he would stand up to offer salah. A buzzing sound like that of a bee would be heard from him till the next morning. When Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu ta'ala would go to his bed, he would twist about as a grain twists about in a frying pan. He would say, oh Allah, thinking of the hellfire has prevented me from sleeping. He would then get up to offer salah. Ta'us used to lay out in his bed, lie down on it, and then twist about as a grain twists about in a frying pan. He would then jump out, fold up his bed, and offer salah till the morning. He would say, thinking about the hellfire has repulsed and take away the sleep of the abidin, those engaged in the worship of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. When night would fall, Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Rawad would go to his bed, pass his hands over it and say, you are certainly very soft. By Allah, there is something softer than you in paradise. He would then spend the entire night in salah. Sila ibn Ashyam, rahmatullah alayhi, used to offer the salah the entire night. At the time of dawn, he would say, oh my Allah, someone like me cannot ask for paradise. However, save me through your mercy from the hellfire. The wife of Masruq rahmatullah alayhi said, Masruq would not be found in any state except that his shanks would be swollen due to offering salah for lengthy periods at times. She also said, by Allah, I used to sit behind him and cry out of mercy for him. Al-Mughira ibn Habib rahmatullah rahimahullah said, I looked at Malik ibn Dinar rahimahullah. He performed wudu after Isha and then stood on his prayer mat. He held his beard and began gasping for breath due to crying. And he said, O Allah, make the gray hair of Malik prohibited from the hellfire. O my Allah, you know the one who is going to inhabit paradise and the one who is going to inhabit the hellfire. Now, which of the two is Malik? And which of the two abodes is the abode of Malik? He continued saying this till the break of dawn. These awliya-i-kiram, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exerted themselves to such an extent that they feared hellfire, and that is why they would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amr ibn Utbah ibn Farqad rahimahullah used to come out every night and stand over the graves and say, O dwellers of the graves, the pages of deeds have been rolled up and the deeds have been raised. He would then line up his feet and offer salah for the entire night. He would then return and attend the congregation of the Fajr salah. Ali ibn Abdul Hassan narrates, Yahya ibn Zakaria ate a meal of barley bread one night. He then slept till the next morning without waking up to offer the night salah, which he normally offered. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, O Yahya, have you found for yourself a house better than my house? Or have you found a proximity better than my proximity? By my honor and my greatness, if you were to merely peek at Al-Firdaus, the highest stage of paradise, your body would melt and you would lose yourself out of yearning for it. And if you were to merely peek at hell, your body would melt, you would shed tears of blood and pus after shedding normal tears, and you would wear an armor of steel with coarse woolen clothing. Now, we've discussed so many stories, you know, and sacrifices of the Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi majma'in, you know, and of course, those of some awliya, and then we've got to understand that, you know, when these factors are mentioned, that they didn't sleep the entire night, some people, you know, are so devoted and dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a karama, something extraordinary, manifests itself, that they are able to exert themselves in salat to this particular degree because they found the pleasure out of it. Now, in our days, we have so much commitments, At least, before we sleep, we should be able to read 2 rakat salah, and try and make a concerted effort to just try and wake up half an hour before Subah Sadiq. And at that particular time, offer 4 rakats of Tahajjud Salah. And of course, it is mentioned in the Quran and Majid, Wabil Ashari hum yastaghfirun. And at the time of Sehri, the early hours of before dawn, they are making istighfar. So we need to turn our attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg, for the forgiveness of our sins. This much at least we can do. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.